And that's where we start. A world that's been upended, including our own here in America. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this nation that I love so much, but I worry each and every day as our freedoms erode and things seem to spin in several different directions. And that's what we're talking about on ATN. You can always be a part of it. Remember, it's all about you. The buzz in your backyard, it has to be over a lot of different things, including Turkey, because now we're seeing yet another piece of the Middle East starting to erode, a country that could be considered to be a little bit similar to us, as a caller pointed out, in some senses anyway. So a leader of Turkey's ruling party held out the possibility of a vote on what to do with the Istanbul Park, where planned razing triggered 2 weeks of crazy anti-government protests, but they're saying demonstrators have to leave. Isn't that eerily similar of Occupy movement? So the protesters won't leave, and it's a clash, and it's, they say, the last green space in central Istanbul. What happens if they don't leave? The police have all their riot gear. They are armed with tear gas. That's some of what you heard going there. Water cannons, stun guns. Just break them up in Taksim Park. They shot tear gas already into a nearby park. And they said they weren't going to do that, but they couldn't come to grips with how to break it up. So what does this mean for the people in Turkey? I'll tell you what, the crew's there. When you're a journalist now, you are not a sacred cow anymore. Tear gas was thrown in the face of the CNN crew that was there. The Canadian Broadcast Corporation says that two of their reporters were actually detained by police, but then eventually released. So who knows what happens? Anything goes. It's more of what we're seeing. This is an protest about the government, and it shows no signs of letting up. And it's all about green. It's all about ecology, and that's what part of the protest was over. Bulldozers versus the green spaces. And what started off as a small thing has escalated and become very similar to Occupy Wall Street, even though the reasons may be just a tad different. So what's driving all this unrest and all these protests in Turkey? It's very scary. It's scary because we just keep seeing that here you have a prime minister in Turkey, and he's saying he's not going to back down. And then you have the opposition saying that this is too much like a dictatorship. There's too much power here. So we continue to find that in the Middle East, a lot of different forces are at play. And it's, as I keep saying, the desert sands are constantly evolving back to what they were, meaning all the religious factions and the back and forth. And Turkey was one of those oases. So the Turkey oasis is gone almost. And they don't think it's going to let up. Now what do you have left? Look at a map of the Middle East. There's so much uncertainty. It's crazy how that has exploded in the last 5 years. All right, speaking of exploding, the thing that people are talking about is this NSA leaker who says, you know what, my options are not great. They're not bad. What's next for him? He's still in Hong Kong, says he wasn't really hiding out. He's been holed up there for 3 weeks. He's the one who leaked the documents, then ponied up to doing it. So will he ultimately face the music in this country? Or does he remain in Hong Kong and they won't extradite him? However, there is an extradition policy with Hong Kong. In the meantime, the big dumpster diving that is happening in this country with personal information has infuriated so many. It is the difference between civil liberties, privacy, and what's necessary. But what do you define as necessary? You know, whistleblowers are becoming rock stars. And it is the year of the whistleblower. I predict that we're going to continue to see more of that. Which then also makes you wonder, classified documents and people working with classified documents, in one way, will this make the information even tighter? And less people will have eyes on those documents. So will Edward Snowden pursue an asylum claim within Hong Kong? What could happen? He could say that he's threatened because he's worried about torture, cruel, inhumane, degrading treatment, or persecution. Probably persecution at home is what he would claim. Will they green light that? And does he remain there? Hong Kong does not have a great track record on granting asylum. Does not have a great track record. So could he end up crawling off to some other spot, or does he ultimately get booted back to the United States? Hong Kong could resist extradition unless the U.S. made diplomatic guarantees that Snowden wouldn't meet the same fate as Bradley Manning, and I don't think they're going to do that. Especially that here we go again. What's real, what's not, the NSA, the conversations. Some people just be carefree about it and say, well, privacy's already dead. We already knew that. Are you stunned by these revelations? And stunned isn't a good word. Maybe just how deep inside it goes. And do you trust when they say, well, look, we're just looking at numbers, so we'll get rid of those numbers. We have a way to dump those numbers. Kind of like, picture, if you will, a giant vat that they set on fire, and it, like you see people, they have those big leaves that they're trying to get rid of. But do you trust in that? Do you trust that that is what's happening? So do you trust your government? I would say when it comes to Congress, we are very reluctant to do so. And 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is becoming less of a toss-up there, too, even for many, many people who say they lean to the left, infuriated with what's happened here now with the NSA and all these leaked documents. Plus, Snowden revealed more information telling a paper in Hong Kong that we clearly spy on China and Hong Kong and other parts of the world by going to their own servers. Kind of a tit-for-tat thing. All right, on the flip side, justice for all or not, what about that Cleveland kidnapper? We're talking about it. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Kidnap suspect who hangs his head down low and pleads not guilty to hundreds of charges. Do we have to relive that? He's in his orange jumpsuit. He appears in front of the judge. His next pretrial hearing is set for June 19th. His $8 million bond was continued. He is charged with kidnapping three women. We know the story, keeping them, restraining them in chains, along with a six-year-old girl he fathered with one of them, sickening. He was also indicted on 139 counts of rape, 177 counts of kidnapping, 7 counts of gross sexual imposition, 3 counts of felonious assault, and 1 count of possession of criminal tools. Man. Man, oh man. Stunning, the revelations that happened when we all learned about this, and thank goodness all three of those women got out of that situation. Amanda Berry and her dramatic 911 call, the help me, I'm Amanda Berry, I've been kidnapped, I'm missing for 10 years. That is just chilling when you hear that. But also, besides her, Gina De Jesus and Michelle Knight disappearing when they were kids, 14, 16, 20 years old. Imagine what those families went through. We've learned some stories since then. And the good thing is that families and the families and the friends have really seemed to rally around these women, as they should. And hopefully whatever they can salvage of their life, they are salvaging. And thank goodness, because who knows how many years that could have turned into. For goodness sake, losing a decade is outrageous, outrageous enough. Moving on to a couple of other quick odds and ends. This is interesting. It got a lot of play, I think, nationally. Certainly when it happened, it got a lot of play. But how about the Southern Baptists who are condemning the Boy Scouts over allowing gays, over allowing gay Boy Scouts? And it's the nation's, of course, largest Protestant denomination. And what they're saying is they think the Boy Scouts will just topple, that there'll be a mass exodus of boys, youths, from the program. And this has been a rite of passage for more than a century, and now it's going to be crippled. Because one thing that's interesting is a lot of Boy Scouts, not all, but Baptists, being, as I said, the largest Protestant denomination, also could have that crippling effect in the Boy Scouts, because many are Boy Scouts. So when they say mass exodus, I don't think it's going to be overnight, but it sounds as though they could see a dramatic dip. And I started to look into this, like, okay, well, you know, how many Boy Scouts are there? I'm kind of curious. And, you know, if you look at the membership, you're talking about, well, at least with Baptists, what they represent, like 16 million members. And you have something like 45,000 churches and missions and whatnot, and the Boy Scout membership is huge. You know, I didn't realize that, I don't know why, I didn't realize that scouting was that big, because I know at one point it was big, but I thought that that had kind of eroded, but no, it has, you know, it has not. And a lot of churches, not just Southern Baptists, but Mormons, Methodists, Catholics, you know, all of them, actually, those churches have pushed their membership to continue to sponsor Boy Scout troops because of, even with the policy change, like, hey, come on, don't dump on the Boy Scouts. Please be there for them, because there's so many that enjoy scouting and still, you know, want to be a part of it. This might be the blunder of the day. At least for one man, it is the blunder of the day. Now, I like to think that I'm a pretty decent wife and a cool customer, and it takes a lot to really have me explode. But this would be tough. This would be really tough. A California couple is begging people for help. They're just, like, pleading with the public because they're trying to find a woman who a husband accidentally sold a box to without realizing his wife's $22,000 wedding ring was inside. Raquel Cloutier put her wedding ring in this wooden watch box for safekeeping when she was in the hospital, check this out, delivering her fifth kid. So while her husband's at home, he sold the box with the ring inside at a neighborhood garage sale for $10. I ask you, $10, and he didn't realize the ring was in there. So they're hoping the woman who bought the box will see the story on the news. It's Los Angeles. They feel badly. It's the wedding ring. It's one of a kind. Blah, blah, blah. Who wants to lose their wedding ring and have to get another one? Although, if she has a $22,000 wedding ring, I got to think that these people have replacement money, but it wouldn't be the original ring. That's an interesting dilemma. What if you're the person, you're kind of struggling, you're checking out the, you know, just middle class, but you're going paycheck to paycheck, and you go to this garage sale, and you love this wooden box, you pick it up, but you have no idea that that ring's in there, and then you discover that ring. Do you realize what you've come across? And really, are you driving back to that house to turn the ring over? I don't know. I tell you that for me, I would do it because I would know. I mean, I would look at it and know it's somebody's wedding ring and think, no, this is a mistake. There's no way. Especially all you have to do is take it to a jewelry store and you realize that this isn't cubic zirconium if you didn't know what it was. But very scary, I think, for that husband because she's delivering a fifth child and he sells her wedding ring. Doesn't get any worse than that. All right, we have the Daily Salute, and this is a good one. See, this is what I talk about when I say power to the people. So many people complained. You know what happened? That 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl who was battling for an organ donation successfully underwent a double lung transplant Wednesday. Her family said doctors were pleased at her progress and prognosis. Sarah Murnahan, who suffers from severe cystic fibrosis, got the new lungs from an adult donor in surgery at CHOP, Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania. The Murnahan family said it was thrilled to share the news that Sarah was out of surgery. And this happened because a judge intervened and because so many people heard the story, it got a lot of play. And there you go. So her health was in the throes of deteriorating when a judge intervened in her case last week, gave her a chance at a larger list of organs from the adults. And because of the ruling of a U.S. district judge, she received those lungs. And also, another kid might have the same fate, an 11-year-old, Javier Acosta, in New York City, eligible for adult lungs. They say that there could be a downside to this because lung transplants are difficult and a difficult thing. And some experts say child patients tend to have more trouble with them than adults do. But you know what? She has a shot. She has a shot. She's breathing again. And that's a good thing. The sad thing of sitting there waiting to die because of a silly law that really should have been lifted. Pushing her up on the waiting list, I think, was a very, very good thing. So there are 31 children under age 11 on the waiting list for a lung transplant. And the executive committee held an emergency meeting this week. They didn't make an emergency rule change. They resisted doing that for kids under 12 who are waiting on lungs. Instead, creating a special appeal and review system to hear the cases because she really raised awareness on that. So congratulations to that family for really pushing, doing everything they could. And ultimately, that outcry was heard across the country, and that judge did the right thing. All right, thanks to my man Nathan for his fine work on the technicals. Although we're not done, stay with us. We're leaping over the fence for a little more.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah, yeah. does he end up like Bradley Manning? Who's to say? Certainly the government is humiliated. They want to strangle him. You know it. Can you imagine what's going on behind closed doors? Snowden has admitted to providing details of the top secret programs. He worked on assignment, as you know, in Hawaii, and that was the spot run by the NSA. He did it for a couple of weeks, I understand, before he requested leave without pay, and then that was it. He had the thumb drive, and the rest is history. They say he was a gifted geek, although that's not being reported very much. I heard that line somewhere today in something that I read, but the bottom line is he feels like he was being affected because he did not like, and I believe this, coming across the information that he was privy to thanks to the access to the servers that had classified information at the NSA and possibly other of our intelligence agencies. I would have to say I hope he ends up like the guy who outed the Pentagon Papers because he deserves it. You have to think that he is, in some senses, shaking in his boots. This has been a massive blow-up and a humiliation compounded by what happened with so many others before. It's one whistleblower after another. How many scandals can the Obama administration endure? Let's go to John, who is listening to us, Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
I could hardly hear you. Staticed a little.
Oh, sorry. What's on your mind? What do you make of the Snowden thing? What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, I think I'd have to agree with you. I think he needs to be caught and arrested.
All right. So you say catch him and arrest him because he's a traitor?
Yep. All he's saying is I, and I'm not sure whether to be afraid or not.
Be afraid or not. Yeah, see, here's the problem. I don't believe, I think some of this information is frightening that it's being gathered like that, but we knew that these places existed. As I'm telling everyone, you get that book, Top Secret, and it's right there for everyone to see. It's just that you have to work to dig up the info of where these places were. So, yes, we knew about this. This was reported back in 2007, but I think the level of what's happened is what people, I suppose, didn't realize. But at some point, this is what you have to decide, and this is what John is saying. Thanks, John. That you have to decide, what is it that we are going to do in this country post 9/11? What are we going to tolerate, and what aren't we going to tolerate? Somebody who wants just a free and open society and complete transparency, supposedly, is this administration, but that's not true. Because for everybody who bashed Bush, well, look what we're seeing here. So you can't think that that's what you are getting from Obama, because they're not transparent. The politicians are interesting. Dianne Feinstein, definitely way more to the left, saying this guy needs to be picked off, not meaning in the sense that he has to be shot, but meaning that he is a traitor. She didn't use the word traitor, but he is somebody who turned information that he should not have turned over because it was classified. And it's very clear. It's either one way or the other. You think the government is too much in our chili, or you think that this is what you have to do, because if you're not doing this, for goodness sake, how are you going to stop any possible terrorist attack? What's interesting is, who stopped the terrorist attacks that were pretty big in the last handful of years? That could have been really big. Abdullah Muttalib, you know who he is, the underwear bomber? People on the plane stopped him. Who stopped Faisal Shahzad in the little piece of real estate that he was going to blow up at Times Square? That would be vendors who knew something was wrong and called. Not any sort of intelligence gathering. That didn't happen. Didn't happen. For goodness sake, if you wanted to take it further in a different direction, of course, we're talking about something different than the information necessarily gathering. But look at what happened in Boston. with the Tsarnaev brothers. And the information that was never referenced from Russia, ending up costing three lives and so many others limbs just a couple of months ago. And ultimately, in a way, not in a way, it did happen. Who stopped the brother who was on the run? The guy who went outside, looked in his boat, saw some blood, and then called the cops after they had locked down Watertown. Although there is some definite degrees of difference between what happened here with Snowden and what happened in Boston. So he's either being painted as a genius, geeky computer guy, and so what that he didn't graduate high school, and so what that he messed around in community college but didn't get a degree there. He knew how to do what you had to do on a computer. And he was making some pretty big bucks doing it. The government didn't know that Snowden, by the way, was the source for these stories until he admitted it. He came forward on Sunday when he did the interview with The Guardian, where he handpicked the reporter knowing that that would be the kind of reporter that would be favorable to him. And that's when all of this was kicked open. Otherwise, it was just a search for somebody trying to figure out who it was. So now what happens? Where do we go from here? And where do we go as far as information gathering is concerned? Can we afford to live in a utopian society and say, you know what? Let the chips fall where they may. Just let it roll. Let's let it roll. Let's see what happens. Let's not peel over any information. Let's not have to deal with ticky-tacky facts. Let's just be who we are, good, kind people, fun-loving Americans, capitalistic Americans, who just want to be able to pursue the opportunities and their happiness. You know, the pursuit of happiness thing? But the problem is, We have to have some line of defense. But what is the line of defense? And there is some gray area, believe it or not, in this. I've talked to three different attorneys and I got three different answers. I know you're shocked by that, right? I talked to a constitutional lawyer. We've had a bunch on the show. We'll have another one on. Constitutionally, there is a challenge here. Although the lawyer that I talked to is pretty successful at it, who's going to join us next week, says, yeah, there is a challenge, but probably not winnable. So this metadata gathering, is it a legitimate exercise of state power? Is it legitimate to do that? Are we all tone deaf and lame and not realizing what's happening? Or we know what's happening, and if we don't, are we unwittingly enabling terrorists? Are we doing it? Are we allowing it to happen by having this tug of war over that? What's credible? What's not credible? It's so easy to make a case for both of these. You could take all the facts, go to a college class, hand one side of the room this, and this is, you got to defend this, and hand the other side something, the other side of it, the completely different side, and I guarantee if you sit in there and you don't know all of the details of the story, you could be persuaded in either one of the directions. That's why we're split. It's really almost 50-50 how we feel about Snowden and how we feel about the government digging into our phone records, digging into the servers at internet companies like Google. So the security policies are not and have never been a break from what the Obama people were accusing the Bush people of. Remember when they came in, they said they were going to be different. They weren't going to continue to do what the Bush people were doing. But boy, that evolution has escalated, hasn't it? Something changed. Something changed. And there is a strange imbalance that we have to be concerned about, no matter where you fall on this, of the power in Washington and what's good for our society. Numbers coming up round the bend here on America Tonight.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Trying not to hit the wall. Stay up with us. I know you are thriving and surviving out there across this great country. You want to throw in your two? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to go to the numbers next. And you know what the numbers mean. We can count. But before we do that, let's go out to our pal Izzy, who I hope is not hearing this kind of stuff in her backyard. That's a cheap sound effect. It's wind. Izzy, how are you?
Good. That storm missed us 100%.
Yay!
It was a miracle because it was headed right for us. And I thought, oh, my God. I woke up. Well, I stayed up most of the night. And I woke up. Sun was out and bright. And I thought, wow. And when the storm was supposed to hit, no. We were real hot today, but the storm went north of us 100%. I hope it does tomorrow.
Yay, that's great, because this storm looks nasty for others.
Well, I'll tell you, if it had come through, I would not have any roof left. Half of it's gone as it is. The other half would have gone. Oh, yeah. And my daughter's getting it up north now. She's up by Chicago.
Yeah, so bad there. They canceled everything. Symphony, no. Trains, no.
Right.
They canceled everything.
That.
Yeah.
But I have, by the way, you have cost me so much money, Kay. I was going over yesterday, and I thought, oh, my God, it was Jeff Adicott cost me over $80.
Woohoo!
Elizabeth Tryon cost me, well, it was a little over $15. By the way, she has an absolutely stunning voice.
Oh, absolutely.
I looked her up on online and found one of her CDs, so I purchased it because it was really great.
She's good.
And I cannot, I'm embarrassed to say this, two other guests you had that I bought their books, basically because they had such a great sense of humor. Oh, Papa? Oh, gosh.
Who is it?
Oh, golly. I know his last name started with a P. I am absolutely horrible with
names. His last name started with a P. Let me think through my... Let me put on my thinking cap. P. I have a ton of guests like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but he worked for the government for a while, I think, in the military. He's an older gentleman.
Hmm.
I'll have to go back and look it up, because I do have his book. It's in my reading stack. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you was I ran across this book. And it is one of the most amazing books, and it's not a bad read. It's by a doctor, James B. Connolly.
All right, James B. Connolly. What does he talk about?
Okay. I have to get my book out. I'm just so mad.
Wait, is it Modern American Jungle?
Yes.
All right.
No, the Modern Jungle, Liberal Jungle.
The Liberal Jungle.
A Guide for Americans.
All right, there we go.
It?
I have heard of it.
Kate, you have to have him on your show. I want to listen to him. I really want to listen to him. This is one of the best reads I've had in a long time.
Really?
Yes, it is. And he's very concise. He's kind of a serious fellow, as near as I can tell, but he's very concise. And I can't believe how accurate he is on what he is saying.
All right, sold. You sold me. I'm gonna look him up. I'm gonna find out about him.
I want to hear him.
Okay.
I really, really do. I'd love to listen to him talk. And I figure I bought enough books off Kate the Lady's show.
So she can have this guest on.
Well,
I like
him. No, he's just his information. It's spot on.
Okay.
And you can tell the bluster from the facts.
Uh-huh.
And I get the impression that he is a straight fact shooter. And he is a doctor of psychology and also a translator in Japan. He's been all over the world for my goodness. That's a hard life.
That is a hard life, but it sounds like he has some interesting things to say.
This book is outstanding. I mean, Jeff Adicott is one of my favorite. You know that. I love it when he's on.
Yeah.
But I think this guy would be, too, because he doesn't go on a vicious attack.
Mm-hmm.
He just puts it out there in a very truthful manner.
Well, that sounds good to me. Okay. You know, we're all about that. I'm always up for getting another piece of information or somebody who has an interesting, because it's about the angles. It's about how you see it and through your lenses. So that would be good.
I will send you his book if you like.
Oh, we'll get his book. I'll get his book. I'll get his book, and we'll see if we can talk to him.
Can I make a comment on Snowden?
You can make a comment. Yes, you may. Go ahead.
You know, I don't consider him a traitor, okay? We have been so duped for so long that it's almost refreshing that somebody comes out and really has the gut to say, this is what your government is really doing to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked at what that prosecutor was stating. I'm like, no way can you compare this man, Snowden, to the Boston bombers. I was horrified at that comparison. I'm like, what?
She's getting a lot of flack for that. But that's why I had her on, because I wanted to hear how she pieced it together. Because it is strange. I mean, what do we know about him? We know what's being put out there. We know what we've seen if you click on the interview with The Guardian and all that kind of stuff.
We only know what the media lets
us
know.
Yeah. We only know that. We don't know that because it's not like he's on the Sunday shows. We'll see what happens.
But it's true that at least he got it out there, and people are beginning to realize what this government is up to, little by little.
Yeah, here's the thing. There is no transparency with the Obama folks, Izzy. You know that because it makes her hot under the collar. I agree with that. I mean, listen, the most liberal person that we have on this show, my buddy, who's been incredibly helpful to me, both with Republicans and Democrats and other people and just interesting people to talk to, Ellen Ratner, said, listen, the Obama people said they were going to be transparent from the beginning, and they're not. She says the Bush White House, whatever they said, whether they weren't saying it or they were saying it, they said it. It's from the media perspective, she says. So it's interesting because all the things that are playing out, if you add them up from, you know, from the IRS to Benghazi to everything in between, prostitutes and the State Department. I mean, who is running the show? That's the bottom line. The accountability in Washington is at an all-time low. I mean, it is. It's at an all-time low. I really feel as though the people that are supposedly representing us in D.C., and I hate to blanket statement that because there are some people that, you know, some senators and some congress folks that I've met, that I've gotten to know a little bit, that I like, that we've had on the shows before, and I don't think they fall into that category. Somebody who's been a guest here several times, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, he takes heat for some of the things that he says, but he could care less. What he said when he was running so far is what he's doing as he's representing, in my opinion, based on votes and things that he's done. I'm following and watching to see, you know, what's going on with him. But he seems to be, along with some others, the exception. It's just a massive power grab in D.C., and somehow we, the people, are left off. I feel like that movie that John Cusack was in, what was it called? 2012? I can't remember. I want to say it was 2012. I remember it was about the whole thing, about the end of the world, the Ice Age, and nobody's listening and all this stuff. But really the point of me bringing up that story is the fact that if you had money, if you had power, you got on the ships and you were saved. If you were the people, they didn't even tell you you were in danger. They didn't even tell you, yeah, you know what, we got probably 6 months and then the world's exploding, so enjoy yourselves. Why? Because they didn't want riots, they want problems, they didn't want any of that. So if there is the idea of trying to control us, boy, I hope not. And more it looks that way. It's the control of the flow of information. And while I believe there are some things that need to be kept secret, because you'd be a fool to think that you can have completely open gates and it's going to be all okay and we're going to be able to stop whatever comes our way, I also think that the idiots are in charge and we're just letting them roll on and on. You know what they say about power that goes unchecked? If you don't look it up.
To Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.